gentlemen, a little bit of a late start here. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Well, folks, if you listened in last evening, you saw a remarkable demonstration of the kind of crap that you have to deal with when you host a radio show like this. And I emphasize a radio show like this, a show that people can call in and comment and ask questions. People can call in and tell lies and repeat the lies over and over again, and you can't respond to them. But I turned the show over last night to Solomon. That's what he gave his name as. I refer to him in my personal conversations as Solomon the pawnbroker. Solomon called in here and made the accusation that I had said on this program that I'm receiving a monthly stipend from Wing TV. Well, needless to say, folks, just for the record, I'm not receiving a monthly stipend from Wing TV. I received $240 from Wing TV and 50 or 60 copies, I'm not sure which, of the book that Wing TV published, the Michael Collins Piper Reader. I was unable to get that point out because my own caller on my own show kept interrupting me, and I said to myself, okay, if we have to bore the audience, we're going to have to bore the audience and let Solomon the pawnbroker. Some of my friends at AFP call him Solomon the Diamond Merchant, but we turned the show over to Solomon last night and let him go on and say how shocked he was about everything. I've never seen someone so shocked by so many things in my life. In any case, I appreciate the emails I received from people who heard the show last night and who expressed their sympathy and amazement and perhaps even boredom at what they had to listen to. But I think the best thing to do is to just let people make fools of themselves, which is exactly what Solomon did. Very interesting. The emails that I received from people who were friendly and supportive were, and you bear in mind, folks, I'm an editor and writer of long standing. Maybe not a very good editor, maybe not a very good writer, but I have a lot of experience in it. And I can tell you this much, the emails I'm receiving, the supportive emails that I'm receiving from people, appear to be simply written from the heart, short, sweet, and to the point. The critical emails that I'm receiving, that is, those ones in defense of Mr. Eric Hufschmidt, he of what I call the Hufschmidt conundrum, the Hufschmidt puzzle, those emails all sound like they have been dictated by somebody else. It's like somebody has sent them a list of talking points and told them what to say. Kind of like if you tell people to write your member of Congress and tell him or her what to say. So I have a pretty good idea where those emails are coming from, and that's no surprise. Well, when we come back, I'm going to discuss the Hufschmidt conundrum a little bit more because I've been investigating this Rupert Murdoch situation and Eric Hufschmidt's admitted connection to Rupert Murdoch, the billionaire Zionist publisher of the Weekly Standard and the head of a massive media Zionist media empire. So we'll talk about that more when we come back, plus some interesting items in the news, including a fascinating article by Christopher Boleyn in this week's American Free Press. And we'll tell you how you can support Christopher Boleyn financially in his fight against these thugs that took him down in his own home front yard in Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. And guess what, folks? I'm getting my first ever call from Chris Petherick, the editor of American Free Press. So I'm just going to bring Chris on up. Chris, what's going on?
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
How you doing? Yeah.
I'm doing well. Listen, I just wanted to clarify something from earlier. We were listening to the previous show. It was Robbie Noel. They were talking about the conference and asking why we were not streaming the conference on the video on the internet video. I just wanted to note to listeners that the main reason we're not doing that is because just the expense of the whole conference, and we're going to be videotaping it, and then we're going to be offering DVDs and VHS and I believe even audio that people will be able to get from the newspaper and off our website. We generally will put up a few teasers, a few speakers up there, so you will be able to see that after the fact, but as I'm sure people understand, these conferences run way into the five figures, and so in order for us to stay in business and to be able to pay our bills, we unfortunately can't put this up at the moment for free anyway.
Yeah, in the past we actually did have it on at least one of the conferences. Anyway, we did have it online as it was happening. I wasn't sure if we were going to do that. I remember there was some discussion down there at the AFP office the other day about that, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, actually, I was just looking at, we finally got our printed program here, and there's just such a wide variety of speakers, really people from all over the world. We have people from Australia, two people from Australia, one from Britain, people from all over the United States, and that costs money to pay for all those airline tickets and for the hotel and so forth. So we've really been hurting financially this past year, and we're very lucky to be even able to put that program on. So it's going to be a good program. It's all fallen into place. We've had a lot of struggle to get it together, but incredibly enough, it's all fallen into place. And, you know, I have to say, for the record, I had very little to do with it, but you and Julia Foster and, well, so many, many other people I could name have been working day in, day out on this. And it's going to be a good event. I'm looking forward to it. So.
Yeah, and we hope that people will go to AmericanFreePress.net and watch some of the video that is up there of some of the speakers, and then look at ordering copies of the DVD or the VHS that we'll have up there, because it helps to keep us in business. And
oh, absolutely.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if we, you know, offer everything for free all the time and it puts us out of business, then there will never be any conferences like this again. So.
or any American Free Press for that matter.
That too, yeah. So I just wanted to clarify that and make sure that there isn't any resentment or you know, just make sure people understand about this.
Absolutely.
That's about it, Mike. All right.
Listen,
okay.
Thanks, Chris, for that
call. No problem. Thank you, Mike.
All right. You had it. Heard it from the big man from AFB himself, Chris Petherick. I'm going to have him on the show sometime. You know, I see him all the time, and I don't think they ask him on the show. Well, folks, anyway, regarding American Free Press, this week in American Free Press, we have a story by Christopher Boleyn. And the headline on the story, this is a paper that's going to press right now, Boleyn Believes Homeland Behind Attack. Very interesting story. It even features a picture of Christopher taken, I guess the photograph was taken by his wife, Helya, a picture of Christopher with Police Lieutenant Richard Russo, the acting spokesman for the Hoffman Estates Police Department. Mr. Russo, Lieutenant Russo, is the guy who was interviewed on Wing TV by Lisa Giuliani, and then, of course, I brought Christopher onto this show along with Victor Thorne from Wing TV to talk about that interview and the way that Victor and Lisa of Wing TV approached the subject, much to the shock of Eric Hufschmidt. And that brings up the question of Eric Hufschmidt. But before I mention that, folks, and go into the details on this, which I think will answer the questions that many of us have had about what Eric Hufschmidt's agenda is, I do want to mention that if you want to help Christopher Boleyn out, you know, he's going to have to pay for a lawyer here, and he does have some hospital bills. You can send checks directly to Christopher Boleyn. If you want to make them out directly to Christopher Boleyn, you can make them out to him, and his last name is spelled B-O-L-L-Y-N, Christopher Boleyn, and you can mail them to American Free Press. They will be sent directly to Christopher. They're not going into the American Free Press bank account. They're going directly to Christopher Boleyn and his wife, Helya, and their two kids. The address for AFP is just AFP, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast. That's easy to remember, Pennsylvania Avenue, then put SE, 645 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast, Suite 100, Washington, D.C., 20003. Now, you can also get the American Free Press address off the website at AmericanFreePress.net. But if somebody needs it further, you can call in later in the hour, and I'll give that address out again. But you can make the checks out directly to Christopher Boleyn. And I can assure you, working for American Free Press myself, we don't make much money, and I don't think Christopher has the money to pay for a hotshot lawyer. So any help you can provide Christopher will be much appreciated. Although Eric Hufschmidt has been making a lot of noise about how American Free Press is not helping Christopher Boleyn, I haven't seen Eric Hufschmidt trying to raise any money to help Christopher Boleyn. I've seen Eric Hufschmidt try to drive a wedge between Christopher Boleyn and American Free Press by attacking American Free Press and me personally and Willis Cardo and Chris Petherick, who you just heard on the phone here, and John Tiffany and Mike Blair and all sorts of other good people who aren't associated with American Free Press, people like Mark Glenn, people like Mark Farrell, who's done some of the best videos on Zionism and Zionist war crimes and Holocaust revisionism, some of the best that I've ever seen. And, you know, see, the thing is, folks, you know, speaking of Mark Glenn, on his website, which is crescentandcross.com, an excellent website, with real solid information, no mudslinging, no lies, no false accusations about people being Zionist agents who aren't. Mark Glenn says this, the most powerful ingredient to the Zionist agenda's success, the one thing without which it would cease to exist, is its ability to lie to complacent, gullible others and to deceive them. That is, its ability to lie to complacent, gullible others and to deceive them. And one of the efforts of the Zionists, a primary part of their program, is to drive a wedge between the real anti-Zionists. One of the most powerful anti-Zionist writers in the world today is Christopher Bolin. I have called him one of the best journalists in America, and I still stand by that, because he has written some of the best things we've ever had in American Free Press and the spotlight on the subject of Zionism. And I can guarantee you that American Free Press is the only national weekly newspaper in America that has published hundreds and hundreds, and this goes for the spotlight too, hundreds and hundreds, if not maybe 1,000 articles by Christopher, and many of them on that topic. So for Eric Huffschmidt to come up here and say, as he's done on this program and on his own website, on his own broadcasts, to say that American Free Press is trying to suppress the work of Christopher Bolin is one of the most hellish, outlandish, Zionist-style lies that I've ever seen in my life. By their fruits ye shall know them. Most of the people who are writing me emails attacking me and defending Eric Huffschmidt, most of these people have never read American Free Press. They have never subscribed to American Free Press. I don't even know if they've ever checked out American Free Press's website, let alone read the newspaper or its online edition. And yet these people are the ones who are the complacent, gullible people who have been deceived by Eric Huffschmidt. Why Eric Huffschmidt would say that American Free Press and the spotlight before it were pro-Zionist, why American Free Press, or why Chris, or forgive me, why Eric Huffschmidt would attack Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist Jewish lawyer who has expressed interest in taking Christopher Bolin's defense, why he would attack Mr. Lane, the very lawyer who was going to come to Christopher Bolin's defense, that says to me that Eric Huffschmidt has an agenda. His agenda is to divide people. Eric Huffschmidt's agenda for a long, long time, I've come to see, has been to divide Christopher from the very newspaper which has given him international publicity, a newspaper that has paid his way to travel all over the world to bring people important news about Zionism and its activities. Think about it, folks. If American Free Press had not been publishing the works of Christopher Bolin, you wouldn't have gotten all that good news that Christopher Bolin has brought you over the past 6 years, and of course, likewise, in the spotlight before it. So what the hell is Eric Huffschmidt up to? I think I know, ladies and gentlemen. I've been doing some research on Eric Huffschmidt's connection to Rupert Murdoch, and I'm here to tell you, folks, I think I might have an explanation for what's really going on and why it's going on. I think I do have the answer to the Huffschmidt conundrum, the Huffschmidt puzzle. Once we put it all together here tonight on the program, I think you'll have a better understanding of it too. And note that this is an open forum where you've been able to call in here and ask me questions and ask other people questions. But Eric Huffschmidt on his broadcast, he doesn't do it live. He does it recorded. He sits there in the privacy of his home and attacks people and puts it on the internet with no ability for anybody else to respond. Well, I happen to have a radio show here tonight, and I'm going to lay it all out and explain what's really behind the Huffschmidt conundrum. Stay tuned. I think you'll find it very interesting and very revealing. We're going to have some fun here tonight.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're going to be talking about 911. We're going to be talking about the Zionist media. And speaking of the Zionist media, I got a very interesting, I shouldn't say I don't know that it's interesting because I haven't seen the video yet, but I'm sure it's very, very interesting. One of our callers, Paul from Georgia, sent me this video. He called in a show the other night and mentioned that he had this video, and he sent it to me. It's a video called Hollywoodism. It's about the Jewish Zionist role in founding and controlling the U.S. entertainment industry, and I'm looking forward to watching it, so I thank Paul for that. And I also want to call your attention to an interesting little booklet that's been sent to me, Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, quotations by Thomas Jefferson. He's no Zionist, Thomas Jefferson. He's the one who said that if there were chosen people in this world, it was the farmers. Eric S. Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N, has put this booklet together. Very interesting little booklet of quotations. I don't see a price on it, but it's recently been published, and you can reach Mr. Peterson at lightandliberty.org. He's an attorney who's been a fan of Thomas Jefferson for a long time, and you can get more information on this book at lightandliberty.org. Some great quotations. It's a little short booklet. Really, some of the best quotations you can find on a lot of things. And, you know, it's funny, folks. Just before I came on the air, I was looking at the book, and I saw an interesting quotation by Thomas Jefferson. And it says, "I tolerate with the utmost latitude the right of others to differ from me in opinion, without imputing to them criminality. Criminality, crime, criminalism. We hear from Eric Kopfschmidt about the criminal network all the time. I'm a part of the criminal network. Mark Glenn's a part of the criminal network. Mark Farrell's a part of the criminal network. David Duke's a part of the criminal network. Virtually everybody you can think of who has criticized Zionism in some way or another is being accused by Eric Kopfschmidt of being part of a criminal network. He doesn't agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said that he tolerated with the utmost latitude the right of others to differ from me in opinion without imputing to them criminality. Why is it that Eric Kopfschmidt is imputing criminality to all these people? Is he trying to drive a wedge within the anti-Zionist movement? Is he trying to cast suspicions upon those who dare to say anything about Zionism and present himself as the ultimate arbiter? It's an interesting question, ladies and gentlemen, we have to think about. And you know what's interesting, folks? Although Eric Kopfschmidt goes on this website and publishes all these articles and goes on these podcasts and attacks people and calls them part of the criminal network and raises questions saying, oh, are they Zionists? Are they doing this? Are they doing that? You know, without any proof whatsoever. You know, it's very interesting. One of my colleagues at American Free Press has pointed out that Eric Kopfschmidt's book on 9-1-1, interesting book. Somebody paid a lot of money to put that book together. But in any case, in that book on 9-1-1, there's like some hundreds, I guess, of index notations. You can't find Israel or Zionism or the word Mossad mentioned once. So although Eric put this book together, which raises serious questions about what really happened on 9-1-1, he never raised in that book the issue of Zionism. And yet this book has been widely distributed, and yet he doesn't talk about Zionism, he doesn't talk about Israel, he doesn't talk about the Mossad. What, is he trying to just slip the message out there and avoid the question of Israeli involvement, which everybody who studied it knows damn well that Israel was involved? But Eric Kopfschmidt, in his book, the thing that reaches the popular audience, never mentions it. However, Eric does go on the air and on his website, which reaches a much smaller audience, and attacks other people and accuses them of being Zionists. He's accused me of being a Zionist. He has said flat out that I am a Zionist. He said that about other people. He said they're part of the criminal network that's trying to cover up Israeli involvement in 9-1-1. Well, I ask you, folks, why is it that in his book, which has been apparently through several editions, Eric hasn't brought up Israel and 9-1-1? Eric hasn't brought up the Mossad. Isn't that interesting, folks? Isn't that just damned interesting? And yet at the same time, Eric has a lot to say about others and accuses people of covering up about 9-1-1 and telling the lie that American Free Press has suppressed the writings of Christopher Boleyn. Nothing could be further from the truth. And everybody who reads American Free Press knows that there could be nothing further from the truth. The people who listen to Eric Kopfschmidt and who don't, that is, who listen to him on his podcast, they don't see American Free Press. They've never read my books. They don't know what I've written about the subject. And yet he still tells the lie that we're suppressing Christopher Boleyn's writings, and Christopher knows it isn't true. The staff of American Free Press knows it isn't true. The readers know it isn't true. So, folks, what's going on here? We're really going to get into this subject deeply when we come back, because I figured it all out. I know exactly what's going on. It took me a while, but I got the big picture, folks. Believe me, I do, and you're going to hear it. That was just the setup. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is John Sattler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. We are here tonight to tell all about the Hoffschmidt conundrum. And by the way, this show will be repeated on Monday, so I would urge you to send emails to all your friends and tell them if they missed the broadcast tonight to listen to it again on Monday. And, of course, to listen to all the other good programming that comes here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, folks, interestingly, today my colleague from American Free Press, Willis Cardo, pointed out to me that in the September issue of PopularMechanics.com, there's an article by Senator John McCain attacking 911 conspiracy theorists. This McCain, who's the product of the organized crime network in Arizona, his father-in-law was a front man for the Bronfman crime family and their associate Kemper Marley. His father helped cover up the attack on the USS Liberty. Senator McCain has put his name to an article which is excerpted from an introduction to a book that supposedly debunks 911 myths. And he says, these theories come in a nearly infinite variety, but all reach essentially the same conclusion. The U.S. government, or some shadowy group that controls it, organized the attacks as part of a master plan. He says, to blame not a gang of conspiracy theorists, but some Americans' conspiracy for September 11th, insults of police officers, blah, blah, blah. He keeps talking about it being an American conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. There may have been some American components to it. But as Christopher Berlin has very convincingly written in American Free Press, time and time again, the real answer to the 911 conundrum is the Israeli connection. So even here, John McCain is trying to avoid mentioning the Israeli connection. John McCain is a traitor, folks. John McCain is a traitor. John McCain is part of the 911 cover-up. He's trying to cover up for the Israeli role in it. And so, apparently, is Eric Kupfschmidt, who doesn't mention anything about it in his book on the subject. Very interesting. Now, folks, I think I'm beginning to understand precisely why Eric Kupfschmidt has been so determined to drive a wedge between Christopher Boleyn and American Free Press, and also between all the other good anti-Zionists who are out there on the Internet, who are producing videos, who are writing, who are speaking. It takes some time to sit back and figure it all. But, folks, you know, it's not a coincidence that all this happens just at the very time American Free Press was having a big conference in Washington. And we're going to have a big forum on 911. We're going to have William Rodriguez there, survivor of 911, the last man out of the trade towers. We're going to have Ellen Mariani, whose husband died in one of the jets that supposedly crashed into the World Trade Center. We don't really know what happened to that jet, nor does Ellen. She's going to be there. Christopher Boleyn was supposed to be there, too. Apparently his daughter has broken her collarbone and he's unable to attend, plus he's also contending with the police attack on him that happened in his hometown. In any case, all this bomb-throwing came just at the time of this big conference. And it also comes at the time of the release of my book, The Judas Goats. Now, I'm not promoting the book. As I keep saying, I'm not going to tell you where you can get it or how much it costs. You can find out for yourself if you're really interested. But I want to tell you something. Several months ago, there was a rough draft of this book in the hands of Eric Kupfschmidt. Eric Kupfschmidt got a copy, a pre-publication, not a pre-publication copy, but the manuscript. And one of the chapters in my book is about a subject that Eric knows something about. And you know what that chapter is, ladies and gentlemen? It's chapter 40, The Fox News Phenomenon, How Zionist Plutocrats Created a Media Alternative to the Garbage of the Established Liberal Media in America. It is a full chapter on the intrigues and history of Rupert Murdoch. Now, folks, we know that Eric Kupfschmidt has admitted almost from the very beginning on his own website that his half-sister is apparently the wife of James Murdoch, the son of Rupert Murdoch. In his essay, Eric refers to the Kupfschmidt-Murdoch coincidence. Now, he says that one of the first people to ask for a copy of his book was someone from the Weekly Standard. That's a publication owned by Rupert Murdoch. Now, he asks if that is all a coincidence. He even says, at this time, he says, I don't know much about Rupert Murdoch. He says this on his website. Now, I've known about Rupert Murdoch since the early 1980s. The Spotlight newspaper was one of the first American publications to do any major reportage on Rupert Murdoch and his entry into the American media. Now, Eric says, oh, was it all a coincidence that Rupert Murdoch's people expressed interest in his work? Well, that's very interesting. He's again asking these questions. And then he actually, on his website, he says, did Murdoch tell some of his people to pay particular attention to me? In other words, Eric is raising the question himself, if Rupert Murdoch just happened to realize that Eric Kupfschmidt was kind of an in-law and that he asked his people to pay attention to him. Now, that's very interesting. That's very interesting because Eric then goes on to say that some people may be trying to destroy the Bush monarchy, the Rothschild monarchy, the Rockefeller monarchy, the Murdoch monarchy. He says maybe someone wanted to terrorize Rupert and or James Murdoch. And that's why that Rupert Murdoch wanted people to take a look at Eric Kupfschmidt's work. Eric even then goes on to say, was one of the Rothschilds trying to show Rupert Murdoch, who is the boss of the Axis of Evil, was Murdoch getting out of control? Were the Rothschilds angry that Murdoch and or some of his friends were taking advantage of the scam by demolishing the World Trade Center? Or was somebody trying to destroy the axis of good, as he calls it, by creating the impression that information about 911 is leaking out of Murdoch's family? He even goes on to say about this Zionist billionaire, or is Rupert Murdoch one of the more normal members of the axis of good, and were the more neurotic members trying to hurt him? Folks, there's no way in the world that anyone could even seriously raise the question as to whether Rupert Murdoch is a good guy. And my chapter in this book, which Eric Huffschmidt saw months ago, lays out the whole story on Rupert Murdoch. I'm beginning to think that Eric Huffschmidt started to get scared that people would start finding out exactly who Rupert Murdoch was, or who Rupert Murdoch is and what he's all about. This stuff went by Eric Huffschmidt. He had a copy of my manuscript. Christopher Berlin was slated to do a review of my book, which he called in a private conversation, brilliant. Christopher Berlin called my book, The Judas Goats, brilliant. And there is a chapter in there on Rupert Murdoch. Now, what's interesting, folks, about my chapter on Rupert Murdoch is that some of the material that I have came directly many, many years ago from one of Rupert Murdoch's closest associates, a business associate from Australia, who just happened to be an associate of mine through the Spotlight newspaper, a gentleman by the name of Henry Fisher. And you look in any of the published biographies of Rupert Murdoch, you will find the name Henry Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R. Henry knew all the dirty details about the life and crimes of Rupert Murdoch and how Rupert Murdoch came to be this big, powerful media giant. Rupert Murdoch was very influential in Australia, had a lot of money and interest there. Some people say he might be Jewish or part Jewish. That mystery has never been completely resolved, but the fact is that Rupert Murdoch was financed lock, stock, and barrel by the Rothschild family, the Bronfman family, and the Oppenheimer family. And that's why the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, Murdochs, and Bronfmans were called by the Spotlight the Billionaire Gang of Four. And as I say, the information that I compiled in the Spotlight many, many years ago, and of course Eric says he never heard of Rupert Murdoch, he didn't know anything about him, although Rupert Murdoch was widely publicized in the media, the Spotlight told the story, who financed Rupert Murdoch? And guess what? Guess what? Eric didn't know anything about it. Well, if you'd been reading the Spotlight many years ago, we were telling the story, and guess what? We even told the story of how Rupert Murdoch, who was supposedly this big conservative, kept a bust of Lenin, the communist leader, on his desk. Folks, it's obvious. Rupert Murdoch is one of these old-line communists, one of these Trotskyites, who's now posing as a conservative. And through his network, he's been trying to snooker good people, leading them to believe that he's providing a conservative alternative to the liberal mass media in America. Consider this scenario, folks, as I point out in this book, The Judas Goats, the chapter about Murdoch, which obviously upset Eric Huffschmidt, which he wanted to help suppress. In this book, I point out that back in the 1970s, a lot of Americans were getting fed up with the liberal counterculture, multicultural garbage coming out of the three major networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And people started to look at those networks and say, who's behind them? And people started to discover that a lot of the people who were putting out all this garbage on these liberal networks were people with Jewish names, people tied into the pro-Israel network in America, what we might call the criminal network. And Americans started to really take a serious look at who controls the media. What better way to put a lid on all that by providing a conservative, quote-unquote, alternative? And that's what Rupert Murdoch and his billionaire backers, the Rothschilds, the Bronfmans, the Oppenheimers of the De Beers Diamond family, De Beers Diamond Company family. And of course, the De Beers operation was a Rothschild operation in and of itself. They funded Rupert Murdoch and threw up this conservative Fox network, which in reality pushes some of the most horrible garbage in television you can find. But they wrap that all around quote-unquote conservative news. But that conservative news is all geared to promoting the Zionist cause. That's what Rupert Murdoch is all about, folks. Rupert Murdoch is the controlled opposition. Rupert Murdoch is fronting for the Zionists. Rupert Murdoch is putting out disinformation and limited hangouts. Kind of like Eric Kupschmidt's book that tells a lot of good things about what happened on 9-1-1, if we're to believe Eric, and he is hard to believe, as we can see. But Eric's book never mentions Israel or Zionism. That would be like me writing a book about the Kennedy assassination and telling all the fancy details and where the bullets came from and where they hit, but never writing exactly who was behind it. You see, that's what Eric has done with his book. And as I say, I truly believe now that he was a little bit disturbed to see that this book, which was coming up and which he knew was going to be given a big push by American Free Press, he was a little bit concerned that people might start taking a look at Rupert Murdoch for themselves and start doing some research. Well, it's very interesting that Eric wrote this strange essay on his website, actually bringing out the Murdoch connection. What was he doing, folks, by doing that? What he was doing, folks, was called a limited hangout. What he was doing, folks, was giving the information in plain sight. He was hiding it in plain sight because he knew that when people started to look into the name Hupschmidt, Eric Hupschmidt, and say, who is this guy who's written a book on 9-1-1? They might start finding the name Hupschmidt associated with the Murdoch family. So maybe that's what it's all about, folks. That's what I think it's all about. Eric Hupschmidt was forced to lay out his Murdoch connection. He kind of laid out his Murdoch connection just like former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright suddenly discovered that she was Jewish. This is a woman who's with access to all the intelligence agencies in the world, and yet she discovers after the fact that she was really Jewish and her father fled the Nazis, just like Eric just happens to discover that he's related to Rupert Murdoch. Folks, don't be so blind. Look at it for what it is. As Mark Glenn says so correctly, the most powerful ingredient to the Zionist agenda's success, the one thing with it, without which it would cease to exist, is its ability to lie to complacent, gullible others and to deceive them. That, folks, is what Eric Hupschmidt has been trying to do. He is trying to harm the anti-Zionist movement by casting aspersions on all the real anti-Zionist activists, all the people who have a proven record. And I stand by my record of 26 years. I stand behind my book, Final Judgment. I stand behind the New Jerusalem. I stand behind the High Priests of War. I stand behind the Judas Goats. I stand behind my book, Best Witness, about the Mel Mermelstein case. No one can read anything I have written and doubt that I am a confirmed anti-Zionist. You can go back to my high school days and talk to people who know exactly what my views are. The Anti-Defamation League did. The Anti-Defamation League sent a representative around to talk to one of my high school teachers after I became prominent through the spotlight. Oh, there's no question about where I stand. There's no question about where American Free Press stands. No question about where the spotlight stood. Or for that matter, Mark Glenn and Mark Farrell, who've been attacked by Eric Hupschmidt and have had their motivations questioned. So why is Eric on this crazed campaign? That's it, folks. He's either out of his mind, delusional, or it is part of a hidden agenda, which I think after tonight is not really so hidden. I think it's damned interesting that Eric just happened to see my book and know when it was slated for release and to know that it had a chapter on Rupert Murdoch. Isn't that interesting, folks? He knew all about it, and he knew that there was going to be some widespread distribution. Really, frankly, folks, the first time that anyone has ever outlined the history of Fox News as I've done it. I'm sure other people have done it, folks. I have no doubt about that. But the fact is, this is the first time that it's ever been put in a book, in a context where people can understand it. A book between two covers that is going to be reaching thousands and thousands of people, not hidden away somewhere on the internet or in a newspaper article, but in a book that puts this whole subversive Trotskyite communist Zionist agenda into context and shows precisely how the American nationalist movement has been infiltrated and subverted from within by people just like Eric Hufschmidt, who wrap themselves in patriotism and who wrap themselves in anti-Zionism, and yet at the same time are trying to destroy the real people who've been out there for years and years blowing the whistle on the criminal network. When we come back, folks, we're going to take some phone calls. You've been listening to me, now I want to listen to you.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. I've been discussing, unraveling, exposing, describing, revealing the truth about the Hufschmidt conundrum. It's no coincidence, folks, that Rupert Murdoch has a connection in all this, and it's really no coincidence that Penn and Teller, this gruesome, twosome, actually gave Eric Hufschmidt international publicity, gave him and his book international publicity. They said he should be thrown down the steps. Oh, yeah, ha, 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 that's funny. Attracting attention to this guy that Penn and Teller wanted thrown down the steps. In other words, calling people attention to Eric Hufschmidt's book. Now, Eric Kupfschmidt's book says nothing about Israel and 9-1-1, says nothing about the Mossad and the Index, you know, nothing about this, nothing about Zionism. So, in other words, it was a limited hangout, folks. They wanted to give you a little bit, but not tell you the whole story. Penn and Teller publicized Eric Kupfschmidt. You think Penn and Teller would publicize my book, Final Judgment? I wish they would. You think they'd publicize the Judas Goats or the High Priests of War or the New Jerusalem? My book, which talks, frankly, about Zionist power in America and names hundreds of little-known Zionist families and tells who they are, where they made their money, what they contribute their money to, names the Zionist billionaires on the Forbes list, which doesn't tell you that they are Zionists. But Penn and Teller, they sure as heller gave lots of publicity, free publicity to Eric Kupfschmidt, the kind of publicity they gave Eric Kupfschmidt is the kind of millions of dollars in publicity that American free press can't raise yearly. But Eric Kupfschmidt got the big hello from Penn and Teller. They said he should be thrown down the steps. I guess John Stadtmiller said he'd like to sock him. Lisa Giuliani said she'd like to slap him. Well, I think we gave Eric a good spanking here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We gave Eric a very, very good spanking that he's long deserved. It's time for Eric to get back to business, folks. Got a very interesting letter here. It says, Eric spends most of his time making false allegations about many good people. He seldom has any proof, yet he boldly releases his ideas or opinions as fact and directly attacks his mark of the day. I suggest you listen to John Stadtmiller's show from July 14th. Eric chose to condemn John for unprovable and unfounded lies about himself and RBN. When John confronted Eric about these lies, as you did on your show, he stammered, denied, then claimed that we all need to question everyone about everything. Eric is always assuming his mark is guilty until proven innocent. No one can prove a negative. It is the responsibility of the plaintiff to provide evidence. Eric never has evidence regarding these allegations. Eric is a crybaby, bedwetting weasel, and you need to move on. Stop wasting valuable airtime and your ability to provide your listeners with excellent, much-needed information about issues of the day. That letter writer wrote from his heart. He expressed some very accurate assessments of Eric. And we did give him a good spanking here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We gave Eric a very good spanking. And you know what? It is time to move on. But you know what, folks? As much time as it's taken tonight, I think it's been worth it. We have analyzed the Kupfschmidt conundrum. We have explained it for what it's all about. And we need to get the word out. And henceforth, we're going to move on. Eric Kupfschmidt, goodbye and good riddance. Be gone. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. Thank you for your support. We're going to break the back of the Zionist network in this country, and we're going to break the backs of those who support the Zionist network. And I think we did a little bit of that tonight. So I thank you. I thank you so much for your support. It's been very difficult for all of us, the listeners, for me, for the folks at American Free Press, and for our friend Christopher Boleyn. Send your money in to support Christopher Boleyn.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.